Do you know any names for homosexuals? Any expressions?
Queers.
Okay. That's what I was asking you about before. Remember when we were talking about Aunt Lizzie?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I wanted to ask you if that were to change meaning.
That's right. That didn't cross my mind.
So if you say somebody acts queer, that's different from saying somebody is a queer.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. How about for homosexual women? Do you know a word for that?
Lisbon.
All right. She never heard that before, I bet. You're finding out all kinds of things about your husband, aren't you?
I didn't.
I think it's a real word. It's for real. Okay. Is that the only word you can think of?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about a particularly ugly boy or man?
Ugly.
Mm-hmm.
What would I call him?
Yeah, do you know a word like, he's, well, I don't know. I can't even think of an example. He's a real, whatever. Or would you just say he's real ugly?
That's about the only thing I'd know.
How about for a girl or a woman? She's a real something.
Well, she'd just be real ugly. What else could you say?
I don't know. I got, she's a real dog from somebody.
No, never heard that expression.
Okay. How about a very good-looking boy or man? Again,
would
you
say? Well, he's a for a man. Now, I would say now he's nice-looking, and maybe I'd say he was good-looking.
Okay. How about for a girl?
Well, now a girl, you could say she was cute or she was yeah, say she's good-looking.
How about somebody who's always reading books, never doing anything?
Bookworm.
All right, how about somebody who's extremely intelligent? Not necessarily always.
You mean like me?
Yeah, like you.
Smart.
Okay, how about, have you ever heard the somebody called a brain? I guess
yeah.
People call you that all the time.
Yeah, the brain, that's right.
Okay, how about somebody who's always seeking praise and attention from his boss? What's he?
This what?
Always seeking praise and attention from his boss. Always doing things so he'll stand out.
I'm trying to think of a nice word for it.
If you know
it. Brown nosing.
Okay, if you know another word, it's just for posterity.
Well, I won't use it, so brown nosing is the right name for it.
I think we're missing something here, but that's all right. Okay, how about in school, a little kid in class who always brings his apple to teacher? I mean,
oh.
The teacher an apple.
Oh, he's a teacher's pet.
Okay. What kind of fence is usually found around a playground?
What kind of what?
Fence is usually found around a playground.
Fence.
At a school.
I don't know. I never did go to a school that was fenced in.
Not even the playground part?
Not even the playground.
Okay.
Uh-uh.
I think generally they're wire fences. But
well, a wire fence, but I thought maybe there's just wanting for another name for them.
Not unless you had one, but mm-hmm. If not, okay, we'll just give it since you didn't go to a school like that. How about, what do you call the enclosed area in a school that you can, where you can play basketball?
That's a gym.
Okay. Do you know any other activities that take place in a gym besides basketball?
Let's see.
Yeah.
Well, now I think they've got to where you can even play tennis in a gym.
Okay.